Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Next big thing I want to watch is when the Suns are maybe next back in town versus the Knicks.
So, Knicks beating the Suns is every time I pull out.
Fuck. Welcome to the bracket episode 119. Today we are...
Kenjack, shut the fuck up real quick. Feitelberg, nice goldenrod pants, man.
Nice what?
They're goldenrod. It's the color of the summer.
Is that what it is?
They're corduroys, yeah. Too, Nick. They're nice corduroys.
They're nice corduroy. It's a wider whale, so I don't know if it's a pant I could pull off in the summer. But I appreciate it.
Anything
that.
To say to me?
You got good sweatpants on?
These are jeans. These are corduroy jeans. These are goldenrod jeans, dude.
Are they? I can't tell in the thing. They honestly look like that. Like those essential sweatpants everyone wears. I just thought those were those. They're very nice. They're very nice, thanks, Nick. Man. And I'm glad we are agreeing on our clothing because you and I have both had. You had a bit of a run-in on the Yak recently where you dressed.
I accidentally hammed. Yeah, I get it.
You hammed. And yeah. I tweeted when that happened that I don't know if you knew this, but I'm sure it was a nothing moment to you. But you one day said to me, looking good, Shaggy, where's Scooby? Because I had on a green shirt and tan pants. And, dude, I think about it every day I get dressed.
I don't even know I've ever done that.
Like, you literally altered my life. It was years ago. It's every morning I get dressed, I think about it.
Staring at like a purple hoodie. Like, yeah, this doesn't look like something Shaggy would wear, right?
Shaggy purple hoodie.
So now you just dress like Fred?
Exactly. Am I clear to say that you, Nick, both you and Fights are dressed similar today?
No, dude.
Fuck!
Are you being serious?
It's a joke.
No, I know it's
week,
a callback, remember? But I thought you might have been still been no, serious. That's how little I trust Ken Jack's ability to judge that.
No, it was just for the joke. Before we get into this episode, let's talk about Game Time. Did you know that you can get your tickets to whatever event you want, especially right now in March Madness? You can get it for a very cheap price. That's right. You can do it with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry about when you buy tickets to your next event because Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all of the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for all these sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee, which means if you can find the same seats for less anywhere else, then Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last-minute seats, up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I'm going to buy those tickets to, I think for me, next big thing I want to watch is when the Suns are maybe next back in town versus the Knicks. I'm not sure when that is, but I'll go to watch that. Yeah. That'll be a fun game. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right,
Knicks
so,
beating the Suns is every time I pull out.
Fuck.
God damn it. Okay, first matchup of the day, the number 5 seed versus the 12 seed of which house, fictional house, we'd want to move in or live in, we'll say, is going to be the Home Alone Mansion, one of the very most submitted ones, the number 5 seed versus the number 12 seed. Probably a less seen movie, but a very cool house, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. Specifically from the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie one, not the new Amazon one, which is more of just like an apartment.
Great outfits, though.
Really good outfits in that show. So the Home Alone mansion versus the Mr. and Mrs. Smith mansion. They kind of look similar. I'm very curious if you've even seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I've not.
Plumber?
No, I've not.
Really?
Yeah.
That movie ended up breaking Jennifer Aniston's heart.
It did.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was so weird how they went through when Donald Glover did all like the kind of crazy promo for that show where he did like the Mark Norman coming off stage thing, all that. Like the promo for Mr. and Mrs. Smith is pretty written in stone. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
cheat on your wife, break America's sweetheart's heart, and then get with Angelina Jolie.
I think it's the movie I might have seen the most trailers for without actually seeing.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
When that came out,
movie.
I remember seeing trailers nonstop. Yep. And it was only recently, I forget, some YouTube video explained the plot of it. I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. Like they're assassins hired to kill each other or something.
Lower. That one you just did, you just turned mine.
Let me get a Lucy, John.
Yeah. No, you don't want one of these.
Why?
You don't want one of these bad boys, Tommy.
Too much shit, too many of the MGs?
Yeah.
Let Tommy put one in.
No, I think he does want one of them.
Yeah, Let me put one in, you fucking pussy.
Come on, fight. Who are you to...
How many MGs is this?
Tell him after he puts it in.
Yeah, we'll try it.
When do I bite it?
You can handle it, Tommy. Don't let fight.
It's not a breaker.
It's not a breaker?
No.
Yeah. You'll be fine, Tommy.
It's just a packer.
Clemmer, do you remember what happened when I did this to you?
Yeah. What? Well, it's a big one, so I had to use it. Go.
I gave one to Clemmer, and he was like, I can handle it.
Yeah,
and then
he
disappeared like the Avengers at the end of Endgame. He just vaporized into dust.
No, he vaporized into throwing up in the bar.
He threw up in the middle of
a bar. Yeah,
you puked
in the bar.
That's like for 23-year-olds.
In front of all of us.
I feel like I'm a patient man, but nothing breaks me when Tommy puts a pouch in and acts like he has a fucking giant, like, Ed, Edd, gobstopper.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Hands to put it in.
He acts like he has a mouthful of chew. He wants people to know.
Rudy taught me how to pack. Rudy's like my big brother. Rudy taught me how to pack. You got to dry out your lip and then you put it in. Rudy always teaches me stuff.
I do. I try, but then you like drool. You like can't control your mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just sitting here enjoying a nice Lucy.
I'm glad.
What's the milligrams?
Are delicious.
12?
12.
It's all right. For a guy like me, that's fucking light work.
Guy like me.
Anyone else think it's hot in here?
So, Clemmer, I sent a picture of the houses in there.
Yeah, so the Home Alone house, I think, is wildly overrated. It's a nice house. It's fine, but it's the first house people think of, maybe because the house is literally a character in the movie, but, like, it's not that great of a house. It's fine. It's a fine house. It's not.
I would love that house, bitch.
I mean, it'd be a nice house to live in, but it's not. It's not like if you could pick any house to live in movies, that would not didn't make my list. I don't think it's that great compared to like all the other movies that I've ever made.
Okay, so you're gonna go with the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house?
I guess I don't really see much of a difference.
I mean, that
houses.
Looks like exactly the same.
They're
house,
the same
to
house.
Be honest.
The Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. The big difference is that there are guns hidden everywhere, and passports and money.
Money's cool. I don't know if I want guns hidden everywhere.
Yeah, there's lots.
Maybe I just take the Home Alone house. I guess just because I don't really know the Mr. Smith house.
Doug Liman, man.
I know.
I thought you'd watch it.
I know. It's one of the few Liman movies I've missed.
Yeah. Tommy.
What else does this Mr. and Mrs. Smith house have?
Lots of
what?
What?
Dude, you didn't just say
what was
a single
that again?
Word.
I'm fucking packing.
His mouth numb?
I'm good. I love Lucy.
The Mr. and Mrs. Smith house has a bunch of guns, passports, money, disguises.
That sounds great. I'll take that. I mean, the Home Alone house has nice lore, but functionally, I mean, think about it. The Home Alone house, its best design was that it helped, you know, against a robber, whereas if he was in the fucking Mr. and Mrs. Smith house, he would have had way more to work with. He would have
fucking
guns and money to shoot these people.
Red Band has been fucked.
Absolutely fucked. He wouldn't have had to like make these fake toys. So I'll go with the guns and money and passports.
All right. Jeez, that's really gotten your lip.
I'm totally fine.
Fights.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mr. and Mrs. Smith house as well. The Home Alone house, bad neighborhood, depreciating value. Mr. and Mrs. Smith house is beautiful. I prefer white houses as well. And in the start of the film, I believe they're talking about bonds and stocks and equity.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, they live in Greenwich. I think it's supposed to be Greenwich.
Is it Greenwich?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, fucking definitely that house.
Nick.
I'm going to go with the Home Alone house. I think it's just real whimsy on the inside. A lot of it's red and green. It's warm. It's cozy. I don't need guns everywhere. I don't want guns everywhere.
Actually, you've never seen the inside of the Home Alone house, just so you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Gymnasium.
Gymnasium, that's right.
Yeah.
What?
The set was a gymnasium, but yeah. But it's...
I mean, I would bet the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house is also not that house.
It's very like
that's
it's
a really
a
good
stage.
Point, Tom.
Yeah. Rudy?
A zip line from my room to a treehouse.
True.
Very fun.
That's pretty good.
They have a shed in Mr. and Mrs. Smith where, like, when you go in and you, like, press a button and it's like an elevator into a secret room filled with guns and shit. Oh, that's also very cool.
Like in the pacifier.
I don't want one gun, let alone...
Yeah, the gun.
Well, it's not just the gun. I keep focusing in on the gun, but there's also, like, the disguises and the cash and all that shit, too.
It's actually
what
an argument...
What do I need that for?
It's an argument against the house that I'd buy it and have to hire a contractor to be like, yo, could you take this badass room? And,
is this zoned?
I don't know. Maybe put a pinball machine in it?
Yeah. So you're going to go with Home Alone house. Rudy?
Yeah, just because it's more regular.
Fair.
I would go with the Home Alone house for all the reasons Nick mentioned. The nostalgia. I do enjoy that like 90s homey feel. The zip line. But there's one thing about the house that I cannot overlook, and that is that there.
Hey, LCB listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
The all-new Whoop is here, now more advanced than ever. Train smarter, sleep deeper, recover faster. Extend your healthy years. Understand your cycle phases. Now 7% smaller with 14 plus days of battery life. So your data never stops, and neither do you. Power your best performance with memberships made for every goal. Join Whoop today.
All right, now back to the episode.
There's a tarantula.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
On the loose.
Buzzes tarantula, and it's prone to get out. I would not be able to sleep well. Tarantulas do seem docile, but not welcoming. So I, for that reason, I'm going to go with the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. Also, at the end of the day, they have a fantastic kitchen. I do remember that.
They do have an amazing kitchen, and they blow it up.
POB on that point of the bracket so far in the tarantula. POB.
Also, Home Alone house, that kid pees everywhere, too, in it, right?
It's an Emmy Award winner, Golden Globe Award winner, Karen Culkin.
And literally the cause of my greatest childhood fear, which is the furnace.
Oh, that first was scary as fuck. That's
like,
true.
I was terrified of the first in my house for no reason other than that movie.
Yep. KB, your pick. We're 3-2 right now in favor of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I don't know either of these, but what kind of tech did the Home Alone house?
You don't know the Home Alone house?
This is
it's been too. It's I've seen the movie. It's been just too long to remember the inside of the house. What tech? Games? What kind of fun? Anything?
Not really.
A lot of tchotchkes. Yeah. That's the biggest thing I remember about the house.
Yeah, no, I'm going to the Smith house.
Yeah. Speaking of Home Alone, Tommy, you owe me $20.
Go on.
No, never mind. Never mind.
Speaking of Home Alone.
Never mind. Doesn't matter,
I want to know now. I need
to know.
I'm confused.
No, let's move on.
Oh, Home Alone. Got it. Very clever. Very clever.
That was good.
That took a second.
I got it first. I got it first of everybody.
I think that's what Nick was insinuating.
Next up is number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is the mansion from Richie Rich. Massive manor. Another Macaulay Culkin movie. It's actually, I looked it up. It's like the Biltmore Estate in Maryland or something. Yeah.
I mean, this
I've
house.
I've heard of that. What's
this
that?
Richie Rich house.
Yeah, I sent pictures in the chat as well.
That's a famous house.
Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah, and that's, I'm not with that.
It has a McDonald's in the house. It has a home.
Yeah,
the Richie
McDonald's
Rich
in the house.
In the Richie Rich movie.
I've never seen it.
Was he named that before or after his wealth?
Before, because the dad's name, they own like Rich Industries or something like that.
Yeah, this looks like the
name of the place.
Saltburn House, kind of.
Much larger, I think, but like, yeah, the same.
Saltburn House, you mean Saltburn?
Yeah,
the Saltburn Estate.
And that's going up at number 13 seed, the Frodo Hobbit Hole.
Hell yeah.
The Hobbit Hole.
Bag's End?
Bag's End and Hobbiton. And that's also in the chat. If you haven't watched Lord of the Rings, just a big... In eco-friendly in-ground house type of deal. So, the manor from Richie Rich versus the Frodo Hobbit Hole, KB.
Come on. The big...
We lost your audio.
I wouldn't fit in the fucking house from Frodo.
I hate how little you know about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's not rolling. The ceilings are so low. Yeah, the wizard's walking around all hunched over.
Yeah, but the Gandalf's like...
I'm too big.
Gandalf's like...
Shadowfax. Shadowfax.
Uh-oh.
That's the horse.
But Kyle, wouldn't you maybe like that as a guy who sometimes gets attacked unfairly for a shorter stature to be walking like, you'd feel very tall in that house.
KB wouldn't fit in the Hobbit house.
I would just much rather live in a gigantic mansion with a McDonald's in it. I'm guessing a lot of other Tech.
I will say I thought that Gandalf was like 6'5", just based on the movies and everything. He's 5'6".
The idea is this is a debate.
Gandalf's 5'6"?
Yeah, just looked
Wait,
it up.
The Hobbit?
Yeah.
No, the wizard.
He's 5'6"?
The wizard is 5'6". I thought he was okay. much...
And he's like a powerful, looming figure in that
yes.
piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. That place. that town. Yeah. That town. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the house is.
Rudy.
This is easy. I'm going the Hobbit hole.
It's, this is crazy. You guys just haven't seen the fucking movie then. Like, this is crazy.
Wait, what is this? What do you mean?
We all have to agree with Glamour.
No, it's just, yeah. You're choosing like the nicest mansion of all time in movie history versus like some hole, literally a hole in the ground. This is fucking madness.
Go. Dude, it's a beautiful village. It's about the community. It's about the lore. It's about the wizardry. It's about the magic. You don't get it, dude.
It's about the round doors with the knob in the center. Mm-hmm. I want to know how that works.
And good cheese in there.
Wine.
Company wine.
Beer, gonna, mead.
What
they
is it
smoke
called?
That shit out.
Oh, they Bags smoke it
end.
Out.
Frodo, yeah, Bag's End? I want to look up the inside.
Yeah, look up Bag's End.
Gorgeous neighborhood. You're going to be sitting in that old decrepit house looking like Dracula, minus the swag.
He's got swag. Wait, why do you have swag right now?
I know. This
you
is
got that bikini joke. Bottom swag.
You're dressed like Chance the Rapper right now.
Me? I'm wearing a Miss Peaches hoodie. What are you
What's
talking
bikini
about?
Bottom swag?
I actually just bought a Miss Peaches hoodie.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Cool.
The color
Thanks
of the,
for adding that, Tommy.
Yeah. The town bikini bottom.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But that mansion's too big. They scare me. I feel like it's a place where ghouls hang out. It's haunted.
It's not at all what the mansion was about. It was about fun. It's a great house.
Well, doesn't someone try to kill his parents for his wealth?
Well, Richie Rich, also the comics, often gets into trouble or trouble finds him because of his wealth.
Mm.
Not so much the house.
Yeah, too big, tacky.
tacky.
Nick?
Also, I don't want servants.
I don't want McDonald's employees living in my house.
Yeah, that too. That fryer sound just beeping in your house all day
well,
long.
Well, it's a giant house. You can hear it. You don't. It's a giant house.
Yeah, still, I mean, you got it. That echoes
I don't want
the
a house. I don't want it too big of a house. I want Bag's End.
Yep. Talk to him.
I want giant pumpkins growing in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to festivals and watch fireworks.
You would be mm-hmm. hunched over the entire time you're in this house. Think about Gandalf walking around. He's 5'6", and he's all hunched over in that house. You guys couldn't fit in this house.
It's cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Very cozy.
You guys are full of shit.
So, Stephen Shea, the mansion from Richie Rich, or Bag's End from Lord of the Rings?
Richie Rich. So I haven't seen Lord of the Rings, which might come as a shock.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, the Richie Rich mansion. It's got everything.
What is
Thank
that?
You.
All I've
Thank
heard
you.
Is McDonald's.
It has a McDonald's.
That's sick. What else do you need?
So that's one for Richie Rich? Fights.
All right. I agree with all the arguments that have been put forth for Hog's End. Bag's End. It's a humongous barrier of entry for me that I can't stand up in my own home. I would prefer to have...
How many times do you stand up in your apartment, Fights?
That's a great point.
I would prefer the cozy house in the hill. I would prefer the mead and the cheese and the wines and all that. I like that the whole house is covered in grass. I am one of those weird guys. I got to be able to stand up in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I did actually... I saw... For the first, I very recently, maybe last week, 2 weeks ago, watched The Hobbit or whatever it's called, Lord of the Rings for the first time. It's good.
Yeah, they're damn good.
I've been meaning to get around to it.
It's a very odd experience watching it now because it's such a memed movie that I see everything like
through that lens. Yeah,
the stakes are so different than how I learned about it. Like I see the guy doing like, why shouldn't I take it? It's mine, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's like. When your girlfriend steals your sweatshirt. Like, it's not like for the souls of the world.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
Yeah. That's one for another one for the Hobbit hole. Tommy?
No, he went for the mansion.
I thought you said you wanted the Hobbit hole.
No. If everything was equal, I would prefer the Hobbit hole over a huge mansion. I also do not want a big mansion, but I got to stand in the house. And also, isn't the mansion attached? Am I misremembering the movie? Isn't the mansion attached to... Is the mansion in North Dakota? Doesn't he like go out into Mount Rushmore?
No,
at some
I think
point?
He's supposed to be in like Chicago or something.
No,
you're talking about Richie Rich. It's supposed to be like outskirts of Chicago or something.
I forget now. I haven't seen the movie since it came out in 94.
I thought there was a scene involving Mount Rushmore, but maybe that's a different
movie. No, it's like Mount Richmore.
Yeah.
They do their own thing.
I see.
So 3-2 in favor of The Hobbit Hole.
I was on board with The Hobbit Hole, but a new point of the bracket was brought up by Fights when he was talking about standing up, and I also would prefer to stand up in my house, so I'm going to go, as much as it pains me to give in to Clemmer, I will go with the extremely nice mansion.
All right, so 3-3,
yes,
Richie Rich versus...
House. Thank God I got rid of this fucking Hobbit.
I need more spec for round two. All I know is McDonald's.
That's all I have is McDonald's, and I don't think I want that.
I would like a McDonald's.
Go-kart track?
Something. Wait, mention the go-kart
track. I forgot. It's been 3 years.
I think you're confusing that with a different movie that we will be talking about.
Blank Check House?
Oh,
yeah. You're confusing that with a different house, which will be mentioned. Next
Are
matchup.
Same actor?
No, Brian Bonsall was in Blank Check and Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
that's one of the most perverted things I've ever heard.
Yeah, knowing that kid's
name. I was a kid then too. Brian Bonsall.
I was a kid too. I did what other kids do. You forget his name.
Yeah. He was on Family Ties. It was a big show in the 80s.
He was on Family Ties.
That was a huge show.
How'd you forget?
That was Brian Bonsall. Great smile. Huge dimples.
No, I didn't say that. No.
The tightest little ass.
I did not sexualize him, you creepy fuck. I simply knew his name because he was on a big giant show.
He's like,
I don't know a single
Clemmer
boy.
Likes little boy.
I don't know one boy.
Not current boy.
And can anybody name a boy?
Brian.
I have no boys.
No.
I genuinely can't name a boy.
I don't know the first and last name of any boy.
None.
Clemmer's in the Columbia line, a white van.
This is just
non-family members, I can't.
I could have given you the Stranger Things kids, but they're all 30 now. Yeah. So I don't
name
know.
Me somebody under 14.
Can't.
No way.
Right now? I could do it from the 80s because I was that age then.
You could right now. A current under 14-year-old. Blue Ivy Carter?
They were saying boy. Yeah. But.
Oh, yeah, boy.
I guess
Saint
North,
West?
Yeah, Saint
West. Who's the kid in Rome?
What's he doing?
Who? Saint West?
Nah.
He's like 5.
Probably not.
I know the kid. Prince George.
Tremblay. Jacob Tremblay in Rome. In Rome.
He's older now, too.
He's older now, too. Yeah.
I don't know. I can tell him from the 80s.
That's the nature of boys.
Yep.
So the only boy you know is a boy that was cast for being the child of sexual assault in a room for several years.
In the room.
Yes, because it was an Oscar-nominated movie, you fuck.
Very good movie.
Next matchup is the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is, Clemmer, I'm sure, is thrilled about this one, the Parasite House, which you tried to bring up in the last one.
Parasite House!
It's a great-ass house. It's a cool-ass house.
Do you have the Asian family living in the wall?
You don't have like people living in the house. Get the house.
I'd argue it's not the Parasite House if the Asian family's not living.
I think they have to be living in the wall.
No, because you can use that space for fun on your own.
Yeah.
They're there.
No, my idea is that you have that space to...
Well, then you don't get that McDonald's and the go-kart. Yeah,
you do, because you're not getting Macaulay Culkin.
But a main feature of the house is there's an Asian family.
No,
a
main
in the
feature
wall.
House is you have
the
area
Asian family
where
is the,
Asian family
it's
live.
An accessory of the house. That's, much more like the McDonald's.
It's like a skylight.
I don't like this.
So that's going
it's
to
just like a skylight.
I would have to agree. I think the Asian family has to be there.
No,
all right, they have to be there.
That doesn't lessen its value to me.
Jack's about to make this the road seat.
The opportunity.
I don't want roommates.
And this is going up against the number 9 seed, the Big Daddy Loft. You don't get the small boy living there. Giving you a heads up, Clemmer. So the Parasite House versus the Big Daddy Loft, which again, in that movie, he was supposed to be like slumming it. He worked as like a toll booth guy living in like what would be like a $9,000 a month loft in New York City in Manhattan. So Clemmer,
I'm happy they did that.
Exactly, yeah. It gave us hope.
I wouldn't want them to film the movie in a tiny apartment.
No.
Yeah. Clemmer.
Parasite House is awesome. I'm voting my way, which is the way that you have the house to yourself. And then you can do cool stuff with that downstairs area. I'm saying
Sanctity of the Bracket, can you do that?
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
bracket, I'll allow it for Clemmer, but the Asian family is there in the sanctity of the bracket.
Yeah. So one for the Parasite House.
Not my
to me, it doesn't matter. Asian family, no Asian family. I'm taking the Big Daddy Loft. Like, that's awesome. I like living in New York City. I want a nice apartment in New York City. Like, that looks – I mean, I know it's get said before, but nothing warps your reality more than, like, TV show movie apartments.
Oh, for friends.
What they actually look like. So, yeah, I mean, that's – like, literally, that would maybe be one of my top 10 locations in the world to live in is that Big Daddy Loft.
Because it's in New York City.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going Big Daddy Loft. I do not want to live with an Asian family in my walls. And it's not because they're Asian. It's because they're in my walls.
For argument's sake, though, with the Big Daddy house, is there constant piss on the floor with newspapers covering it up?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No boy, no piss.
No boy,
yeah, no piss.
Boy,
no piss, so,
I mean, unless you're doing that, then no.
It's like a Bob Marley song.
Yeah. No woman, no cry, boy. No boy, no piss.
Fights.
I'm going to agree. I agree wholeheartedly with Tommy. I'll take the Big Daddy house. There will be piss on the floor. Wait, do we know what neighborhood it is? Just out of curiosity.
I think it's Greenwich Village-ish, because, well, if we're assuming it's close to the McDonald's. That
where
McDonald's
he gets out.
Is Washington Square Park.
It's can't escape McDonald's in these movies.
I thought it was Lower Manhattan, too.
Mm-hmm. It was. I love that apartment. It's a no-brainer for me.
So two for the Big Daddy Loft, one for the Parasite House. Jay?
As a person who's like in the market for a home right now, the Parasite House is like incredible. Like, I can't even imagine how that photographs on Zillow. That is like strong one seed for me. And we're saying...
You would never live in a footballless country.
I
don't like attend games very often, so like I don't think I would mind
the time. Necessarily. The time difference would be rough.
What time is wait
in
what,
Korea?
Is it? Korea? What time is it in
like
Korea
6 a.m. I think it would be like right.
Let's see what's.
I could do that. I could do that.
What time is it in South Korea? Not that it would matter which Korea.
He's just texting his girlfriend.
It's 4:30 in the morning right now in Korea. Oh. What do you think, Jay?
Let's do Eastern time.
So it would be a 2 a.m. kickoff.
13. Oh, that's
2 a.m. kickoff?
For a 1 p.m. game.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 hours.
Boy, that's tough.
Is Jay's mic on?
I hear him.
You guys hear him?
I hear him.
My mic not on?
I hear him.
You guys hear him in your headphones? No. I think it's because he's using that. I don't know.
He's using the Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. Jay.
What?
Oh, no. He's using those computer headphones.
I'm using the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear him fine.
As long as you're connected.
You can hear him fine? Okay, cool.
You got him. So go ahead.
Yeah, I would find a way to make it work. It's only like 20 something Sundays a year. I would do the
Parasite House.
The Asian people house. Yes.
No for the Parasite House, Nick.
Looking at the Big Daddy apartment, I want a dog, and you can have a dog with those steps.
Spiral, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, they could just not go on that floor.
I want my dog to sleep in bed with me.
So you're going to stick with the Parasite House?
I want to take the Parasite House. I would love to live in Asia.
Mm-hmm. Another for the Parasite House?
Yeah.
Rudy?
Clean up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm with Tommy. The Big Daddy Loft is everything I wanted. I was ruined by rom-coms growing up because the main character would always be like a bartender or a busboy and would have a 4,000 square foot apartment in LA or New York City. It's amazing. The Parasite House is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, but I can't separate myself from the parasites living in the house in human form. So, Big Daddy House.
Fair enough. KB, you're going to break the tie.
Oh, Big Daddy House for sure. That value is crazy. It's in Soho. I looked it up for that size.
Wow.
Airbnb that for so much money. And it's cool.
I've never seen you attack something with that much enthusiasm before. That was incredible.
Those steps are a nightmare.
The steps? Yeah.
You keep saying that.
That's fine.
Nightmare.
You live in that world.
Nightmare.
You could put your bed on the first floor and then non-ish. I shortened issue to ish there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So the Big Daddy House is going to move on, the Big Daddy Loft that is. Now we have the number one seed versus 16 seed Chan. We'll do the Chan options first. We have the Full House from Full House.
That's a painted lady in San Francisco.
Wait, one more time. Which one was it?
The Full House.
From what?
Full House.
Got it. Okay.
Against the codename Kids Next Door Treehouse. Which is just, I guess, Matt, you'll, and again, all these pictures are in the chat, too, if you want to take a look at them. Okay. The Billy Madison Mansion, which I felt was, like, very nondescript from what I had remembered from Billy Madison. I just like I remember him being rich, but I didn't remember
cool
being
backyard.
Much about his house. Yeah, that's it. Like pool the pool. House. The pool and like Chris Farley being the, well, it was Norman, someone else, right? Was it Chris? Was Chris Farley?
Norm MacDonald. Chris Farley is...
Who's the two that was there in
Chris
the mansion?
Chris Farley's the bus driver.
Yeah.
Bus driver.
So it was Norman
and
somebody else.
And, yeah.
Like,
and was it Artie? No, it wasn't Artie. No,
it might have been Artie. I'm not sure.
I forget.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. The Knives Out Mansion. The Proposal Lake House, which the Proposal Lake House is beautiful, but I just don't know if enough people had seen the Proposal. Tom Hanks's apartment in Big, which has like the big little basketball court in it, as you can see. The Friends apartment. Cameron's house from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and the Disturbia house, which I don't remember much about Disturbia, but I do remember it being a very cool house. And that's all in the there for you to see. We'll start out with you, KB. Which one of these chain options do you like the most?
All right. Well, what is this see-through one in the woods?
It's Ferris Bueller.
That's
right?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
But that's his friends, right?
Even a house?
It's a garage. Like a, there is a house attached. Garage. That's just the garage.
I think you gotta go with the Billy Madison Mansion.
The Billy Madison Mansion.
Which one is that in here?
It's like the most nondescript one.
The second one. Gigantic pool in the back.
Yeah. So one for the Billy Madison Mansion, Rudy.
This is tricky. Well, first of all, the Ferris Bueller house. I know I would die of a ketamine overdose if I lived with that many windows and just that vibe.
What makes you say that?
It's just how I feel, and the. Full house looks like a fucking nightmare. That's just too small. The Knives Out house, way too narrow of a staircase. Don't enjoy that. Too much wood creaking all over the place. I love Disturbia. And there's a sexy woman that lives next door.
Is it Halle Berry?
I'm going Disturbia.
Rihanna.
Rihanna? Right? Oh, I thought it was Halle Berry.
That is the song Disturbia by Rihanna.
Oh, yes. Yes. So one for the Disturbia house. Nick?
I think I have maybe an ego, maybe a tremendous ego. I would love to live in a landmark, and the painted ladies are beautiful. The park across the street.
Oh no, I'm not. That was close to the top for me.
Give me the Full House house. I was like the proposal. That's in Sitka, Alaska. Is it not?
Ooh,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. That's too isolated.
And you have to take a boat to get there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tiny little water plane and a boat. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't want anything too big, too impractical. I mean, like the Ferris Bueller's house was a drive into Chicago pretty quickly, right? It was a burb of Chicago.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me the painted lady, man.
One for the Full House.
Give me Full House.
Che.
And I have to go do a sketch real quick. Kyle, okay. if you want to be in it?
The painted lady. What is that?
All right, guys.
They'll be back.
Painted ladies is like a street in San Francisco that all the houses are like kind of.
Oh, okay.
Colors.
I don't know why
the specific call.
Send Bluntman in if you can.
Can you send Bluntman in if you can?
Oh, yeah, true. Sitcom royalty. So you're the Full House, the Painted Ladies, the Full House house.
I got you.
Painted Ladies is like that street.
Sure. I don't know enough about San Fran to be honest.
Yeah, no, I got it.
It's like that area.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Here's what I know about San Fran. It's become an absolute shithole where homeless people rule the fucking street.
Wait, why is that? Why do homeless people rule the streets? Whose fault is that?
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. So, Che, which one do you like?
I'm going to go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I mean, living in a giant house close to Chicago, I mean, coming to work, be great. As someone, again, in the house market, like that would crush in today's market.
So one for Ferris Bueller's house?
Yes.
I got to tell you, this is a tough one for me. I am, first of all, deeply offended by the fact that you didn't know if everyone had seen the proposal.
I don't. That's a fair question.
I have not seen it, and I know it would be right up my alley. I just haven't seen it.
You have to like go out of your way to not see the proposal. It's on TBS.
It's actually not a ridiculous bad movie.
It's great.
I watched for the first time recently a different Ryan Reynolds rom-com that I loved. What the fuck is it?
Just Friends?
Definitely Maybe.
What's the one where he was
definitely,
fat and
is,
they became
What's the
skinny?
One where like the it's like... Guess which one's your
definitely
mom?
Definitely
Maybe. Yeah, loved
yeah.
that. Loved
it.
I think you'd like the proposal.
I bet I would too. Just...
Which one is it where he's fat and he becomes skinny?
Just Friends.
That's Just Friends. Friends. Yeah.
That's Just Friends. That's a banger.
I think I'm going to go Knives Out.
Now, it is a cool ass
I think Knives Out's been greatly overlooked. People aren't even mentioning
why?
It.
It's because you're a sweater guy, and that's a sweater home.
You're wearing what Chris Evans wears in the movie, basically.
That is a great point, Rudy. Yeah. It is very much a sweater home. I am a sweater guy. Massachusetts.
New England. Yeah, New England guy. It's a New England.
Yeah, I think I think I'm going to stick. I get all the tchotchkes inside? All the knickknacks, all the decorations? Yeah. I love it. That Knives Out House. Knives Out House, if I may say, is kind of like a.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Bigger bags end. I feel like there's it's got that, it well, that warm, welcoming feel to yeah. it, kind of old-fashioned a bit. Yeah, no, Knives Out is perfect.
I like that.
You're kind of swaying me. Fuck. I forgot about the room with the knives and the, yeah. like the circular pattern. That room is so cool.
That cool-ass attic where they were playing Go.
Right.
It was all yeah. pretty cute. Pretty cool. Tommy?
So I'm assuming this isn't on here. I didn't get a chance to submit one. Can I submit one and then vote for it?
Sure.
Logan Roy's apartment in Succession. I like the idea of New York, living in New York City. I was going to go with the Friends one, but then I thought, you know, if I'm going to go with just a nice New York City apartment, I'll go with a nicer one than that. A place looks fucking sick. Yeah. Logan Roy's place in Succession. It's the nicest New York City apartment that I can think of from something off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with that and vote.
You could
with
not
that.
Handle the height.
What do you mean?
You get a private
it's
elevator.
Too high. It's
not
too high.
High. It's not,
too high.
Well, no, I'd be fine.
You cannot handle that. No, you
I
cannot.
Can definitely
I
handle
know
that.
You. No, you cannot handle that.
I can handle the height.
Having an elevator that opens into your apartment is so goddamn cool.
Yeah.
That is just incredible.
I don't know if I'd like that.
You don't think so? Well,
yeah,
like,
I
you can't
know.
Get there unless you have, like, your key.
Yeah.
I've seen you traverse rocks, Tommy, in Boulder. There was a rock that was 3 feet
high. Yeah, guess
what?
There's no fucking rocks in Manhattan. Like,
yeah,
there's no
you're thousands of feet in the air. You would immediately get vertigo.
I would absolutely not. I don't have, contrary to popular belief, I don't have vertigo.
Mm. So right now we have one vote for the Full House Mansion, one vote for the Billy Madison Mansion, one for Knives Out, one for Cameron's house in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one for Disturbia, one for Logan Roy's apartment. And so we're basically no one's in the lead right now.
Right.
You could break it right now if
no,
you want
to. No, I'm
going to
make it more difficult. I thought of something on my way
and
in.
And then we have Blutman break it.
And then we have, yeah, and
I,
then Blutman
I really
break
wanted
it.
To do. And perfect. That is the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Mansion.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Which one?
The
Which
one, one?
The one that
DiCaprio. Not Mansion, I guess. Sorry. The house that he, you know, basically the, next to Sharon Tate where he has that pool that overlooks
yeah.
LA. That house is
yeah.
awesome. I completely
That's
forgot
cool
about it literally until I walked in
it's
here.
It's not so. That big, though, right?
It's not huge. At
it's
all.
A ranch style, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah, but I really like the look of it and I like the feel of it.
It has like an overlook of Hollywood. If
that
I
is the coolest
right.
thing. That
yeah.
coolest.
Ooh, the house where the party is and the nice guys.
Yeah, that's
yes.
awesome.
Oh.
Yeah,
this is good too.
I'm changing my vote to the house Ooh. Where the party is and the nice guys.
I'll ride with that.
All right.
All right. Yeah,
I don't know if that really counts. It's like a 10-minute scene.
Yeah, no, I like that.
No, it's in the movie.
No, it's And it's got a pool. It's bigger. It's basically all the things at Once Upon a Time,
yeah.
but it's bigger and nice.
They throw the body off.
Yeah.
And it just rolls into somebody's yard. Fuck, that's a good movie. Nice Guy's Mansion is going to move on then. The Nice Guy's Mansion, as we introduce Blutman as well. So we're doing fictional homes that you would want, by the way, just to give you the heads up. We're going to have the Nice Guy's Mansion as our 16 seed going up against number one seed. The mansion from Blank Check. Which you mentioned a minute ago. And if you haven't seen Blank Check.
Starring who?
I don't remember the kid's name.
I forget too.
I think he might have been in a major, the number one TV show, you know, the second.
What's the name?
The
show's name was Family Ties. It was, you know, right with the Cosby Show at that time. It was one of the biggest shows in all of NBC.
I want to say Brian Daboll, but I know that's not it.
That's the
Brian
Giants
Daboll.
Head coach.
Yeah, it's the Giants head coach.
It's Brian Bonsall.
So it's basically like a big.
Fucking assholes.
It's a big castle type mansion that has a, inside of it, there's a water park. A go-kart track.
Oh my god, this place looks incredible.
Like jump castles, bungee jump things, and an arcade. Like anything like as a kid you would imagine is like the greatest thing of all time was in the Blank Check's apartment or Blank Check house. And I think he bought it for like $200,000 or something.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, it was pretty expensive.
And it was massive.
It's also crazy that house is in his like regular suburban neighborhood too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I looked it up. It's just like in Austin. It's just like a pretty regular place in Austin.
I mean, the fact that it looks like a castle.
It's totally overgrown now.
Yeah, So again, Blank Check Mansion, our number one seed versus the Mansion for the Nice Guys from the 10-minute scene,
I'm gonna go with Nice Guys because also the location, like being in LA and that pool was sick. That place looked awesome.
Where was Blank Check?
I assumed like any town in USA, but maybe Chicago. It felt like it had a little John Hughes vibe to
it. Did someone not just say Austin?
No, that's where the actual house is.
Oh, gotcha.
Where is Blank Check set? It's set in Austin. Oh, it's filmed in Austin, San Antonio, and also Dallas. So I guess we'll say Texas.
Yeah, I'd rather be in L.A., although okay. I hear Austin's awesome. Mm-hmm. Never been. That house in the Nice Guys, I wish I had thought about that. That's an awesome house.
Mm-hmm. So one for the Nice Guys mansion?
Yeah, I have to go with the Nice Guys mansion. I mean, I would love an L.A. mansion, like, if I'm not going to live in a New York City penthouse.
Didn't they have a home theater in there, too?
They had a home theater, big-ass pool.
Hot-ass chicks.
Awesome.
Yeah, there were whores chicks and stuff there.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much like you get the Asian family, you get the whores.
And stuff.
A feature of the house. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Nice Guys.
Did we point out yet the indoor aquarium that was really huge?
Yeah.
No, we did not. We let that slip.
That place was really nice.
That place is great.
There's a porn room.
There's a porn room.
Watch
porn.
Hey, I'm with you, boys. Let's take that Nice Guys house.
So three votes for the 16-seed Nice Guys. Stephen Che.
I'll go Nice Guys, but I should point out having an indoor aquarium is going to be brutal.
You hire people.
If you're rich enough,
people
take care
of that.
Well, I mean, I assume we're living in the house. We're not taking their financial situation, right?
No.
Yeah. I feel like you get.
There's going to be a lot of algae in that aquarium.
Like you'll. The taxes are nullified, but
think about it. Money you'd be spending on rent and stuff.
You could spend on an aquarium.
Spend on aquarium horse.
Don't say
aquarium horse.
Why?
Yeah, don't. It's just right. Don't say and stuff. Just say horse.
good reference. Reference of the bracket so far.
My aquarium horror budget is crazy. Rudy,
I have to go with the Nice Guys. It's Tommy is speaking my language. I can't believe I forgot about either. The house rules. The castle is cool, but looking at it now, I can't. The current pictures of the Blank Check house are horrifying. Mm. It's the scariest place ever, and I feel like. Saying you live in a castle, very cool. But the reality of being surrounded by stone all the time, small windows, I don't know. It seems kind of cold. And I just want to be in an LA mansion.
Yeah. There is a lot of uptake for living in a castle, or upkeep for living in a castle, I think. Upkeep, that no pun intended. I actually would have been, fuck, I should have been intended. So the Nice Guys are going to move on, but Blutman?
Yeah, my vote doesn't matter, but... Blank Check, that's the movie where there's that absurd age gap, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. That was it.
They loved that trope back then, too. They did that in Big, remember?
Yeah, Elizabeth Perkins, what, the fox? A little boy.
Yeah. Basically.
Jesus, Clemmer's favorite movie.
Clemmer
tried to submit Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch into the plane.
No, I did not know. Knowing someone's name does not make you a predator, Tommy. Sorry.
The slippery slope.
Why would your mind go there?
Slippery slope.
Jesus Christ.
God, I really, every day I come in, you know what I hope for every day? I was like, I hope this is the day. Tommy has an STD. I hope this is the day.
Jesus Christ.
Just got a test yesterday, so we'll see. I got my physical.
It's always tomorrow.
Before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about ZocDoc. Again, every time
I
mention the ZocDoc,
I literally got a physical yesterday.
Dude,
booked through ZocDoc.
See?
Tomorrow I'm going to a dermatologist, booked through ZocDoc. Next week, dentist, booked through ZocDoc.
Exactly.
It's doctor season, baby.
I also have an appointment that I booked through ZocDoc in 15 minutes I forgot about.
So yeah, we all use ZocDoc even before we ever used or had him as an advertiser, which I always love. We all know that there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. So once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And all of these doctors have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated patient reviews, credible doctors, and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones that take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically every condition that you're searching for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. So we've been, again, like half this panel has used them even previous to you ever getting them in an ad. They're incredible. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. I almost said Zed. I like
stuff. Okay, I actually have to hop into mine right now. I'll be right back.
Yep. So ZocDoc, thanks again. Other side of the bracket, we have the number 6 seed Mr. Deeds Mansion, which is more of like a big ass multi-floor penthouse, I guess, in New York, going up against the number 11 seed, the Cheaper by the Dozen House. So the Cheaper by the Dozen House, I love.
Seen that one.
It was Steve Martin?
Yeah.
No.
You've never seen Cheaper by the Dozen? No. That seems like it'd be right up your alley.
Exactly. That's crazy. But and then there was like Hillary Duff, the guy from Smallville.
Tom Welling.
Yeah.
Oh, I know his name too. Does that make me a bad person? Sorry, I know people's names.
I forget who Steve Martin's wife was. In the
Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah, there you go. But the Mr. Deeds multi-floor penthouse, we'll say, versus the Cheaper by the Dozen House, which was very cool. There was always like nooks and crannies. That redhead kid was like going up the dumbwaiter and shit all the time. It was cool as hell.
Bad X.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, you. He's one of the cinematic hero growing up. I get it now. So, Bluntman, we'll start with you.
Of course.
Mr. Deeds versus Cheaper by the Dozen.
This is a no-brainer. Clearly, the Cheaper by the Dozen place. And I'll live where FedEx was living, and I'll go through that lifestyle that he went through as a kid. And, you know, I kind of lived it myself, so this will be good. I'll be good at that. And Mr. Bean says Frog, I'll take good care of.
That's right. I forgot. Mr. Bean is one of the brothers, right?
No, Mr. Bean, the frog, and then the frog dies. Spoiler, if anyone was planning on watching Cheaper by the Dozen anytime soon, the frog dies. Sorry for ruining it.
Yeah, I remember he was like a reptile kid, which the reptile kids were always... Were you a reptile kid?
No, penguins kid.
You had penguins?
Oh, no, I was more so saying what animal I was interested in.
Oh, okay. Let's say, Jesus Christ.
Fucking imagine penguins? That would have been sick.
Yeah, where the fuck did you live? Jesus.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, not the place for penguins. So one for the Cheaper by the Dozen House. Che.
The Mr. Deeds home, from the picture that you sent, looks like a... kind of like a snarky, wild psychiatrist office with that couch. The Cheaper by the Dozen House, that looks like an amazing home, especially with the landscaping. Like, you got these like hedges outside that are just like perfectly give you enough privacy.
You can tell Che is deep in Zillow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a like $2 million home. I'm going to take the Cheaper by the Dozen House, even though I assume I haven't actually seen this movie, but I assume that Steve Martin has 12 kids. Is that correct?
He does. Yeah.
That's brilliant deduction.
That's an insane amount of bedrooms to take care of.
But. A lot of them live together in the same room or whatever.
Okay. All right. That makes it a little bit more palatable. Cheaper by the Dozen House, though, in a landslide.
One for the Cheaper by the Dozen. Another one for the Cheaper by the Dozen House. Fights.
I have never seen Cheaper by the Dozen. I actually, my sister has, and when my sister was a little girl, her dream was to have 12 kids because of the
Jesus
movie.
Christ.
she like always talked about it. She's like, I want to have Cheaper by the Dozen kids. But New York's going to win out for me again. I would like to have a 4-story apartment in Manhattan.
Yep. Tommy?
Yeah, I have seen Cheaper by the Dozen. I have not seen Mr. Deeds, actually.
What?
But,
really?
Yeah, I don't know how that one slipped through the cracks. But
Winona Ryder's peak.
Yes, that's true.
She never looks better than that movie.
Was that one? Did she went like she went on her spree right after that?
Right after that.
Yeah.
It's a four-story New York City penthouse.
Yeah,
it's huge.
I'll have to go with that one.
Yeah,
That's
I believe it is. It's very much in Midtown, though. I think, or is that where the offices are?
When he gets out of the apartment, like he's bringing her on the walk, it feels like it's Midtown.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, like I know they're by the Fox Building one time.
Yeah,
but that might be where a helicopter lands. But also, him and McEnroe look like they're in the West Village when they're egging cars.
That's true. Yeah.
So whatever. It's
I'll take it, but I prefer if it's not in Midtown.
What's his name? Is their waiter to John Turturro?
Yeah.
It's kind of
he's very funny in that movie.
Very, very funny. Very
sneaky.
Very, very sneaky. So we're tied up. You're gonna break it, Clemmer.
Yeah, it's Mr. Deeds, the New York element. Also, the Cheaper by the Dozen, like the upstairs, seem kind of obviously they have so many rooms. It just seemed kind of cluttered, and I didn't care. The house is beautiful. Don't get me wrong, but 4-story.
I mean, if we're talking value, Mr. Deeds house is way more.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, for sure. No question. Next matchup is the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is the Smart House from the movie Smart House. And this is maybe a part of one of the rare. I don't know if
I even know this.
It was a movie with Katie Sagal, a Disney Channel movie.
Oh, no.
It was a house that, like, a kid, like him, he had, like, a single mom, and their house was kind of, like, shitty or something. So he entered them in a contest to be, like, live into this smart house.
Okay.
Which is powered by, like, an AI host that could materialize and make anything they wanted. And it was, like, it was visualized as in a hologram as, like, Katie Sagal, as, like, this house runner or whatever. And that's going up against the number 14 seed, The House from Drake and Josh. Specifically, the room that Drake and Josh had was
sick,
incredible. And I'm going to send pictures for Clemmer, basically.
I'm going to abstain.
I don't know either
of these shows. And I mean, look,
you don't need to know the shows to look at
them. I know, but I'm just looking at two pictures. I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of this. So I'm going to abstain.
So it's a house that can materialize anything your mind desires.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I just don't have any familiarity at all with either of these things. So I don't feel like I'm... All
right, then I'm going to go with the Drake and Josh house. The smart house, AI. I don't want AI in my fucking house.
It does go crazy. That's kind of part of the movie, is like that the house rebels against them.
Oh, well, that's very vital to know.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want my house rebel. The Drake and Josh, it's also what? That's somewhere in LA, right?
That's a good question. Where is Drake and Josh?
San Diego.
Yeah, you're right. Beautiful, beautiful house. That room, I mean, I'd kick out Fat Josh and I would have that whole room to myself. That's an unreal room.
If you kick out Fat Josh, what does that make you?
I mean, I'm obviously Drake.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, not.
I've been saying that for a while.
Not in a clever way. Yeah, so Drake and Josh.
One for Drake and Josh fights.
I'm going Drake and Josh as well. I reject AI. Young me would be very upset with this answer because I have not seen Drake and Josh. I have seen Smart House. I loved it. I dreamed of a house like that. Now that I've kind of seen the bit, I'm all set with the AI house.
I swear they do a big coordinated dance at one point.
Yeah.
All the main guys that the
isn't there? Does they have up. A party at the house too?
Yeah.
I don't need to snitch. I'll take Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh, Che.
How was Katie Sagal looking during the smart tech? Because I think that matters a lot.
Do you know how she looked in Sons of Anarchy?
No.
Do you know how she looked in Married with Children?
Yes.
Advanced like 5 years on that?
Yeah, go somewhere in between those two.
Maybe, yeah.
Would you rather her be hot or not hot?
Hot, obviously.
But I don't know if you want that.
Dumb
then,
question.
No, but then, then it's a tease, Steven. Then it's just a nonstop tease. Like what, it's a fucking hologram? You can't fuck a hologram.
So it's 3 years after Married with Children ended, this movie came out.
Okay. Yeah, give me that house. That's not bad. Dude. She's also 70 now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. Great voice actress too, if you've seen Futurama. Blutman.
As a kid, I hated that house. I'll still hate that house today. Zero interest in being anywhere near that. And like the house just like I'm thinking of it like it's trying to kill me. And I don't want that. So yeah, the Drake and Josh play.
That's a fair point.
As long as it's under control, though, having an AI that can make and like materialize anything you want, give you any information you want.
That's a pretty big caveat.
I genuinely don't think I'd want that.
Like you say, like, hey, I want a burger, and it like zaps you a burger.
No way, that's a good burger.
One day, it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Wonder how.
I don't like the AI stuff.
That seems short term. Yeah, in theory, for one time, it would be nice. I don't want to live like that, where I can just have it.
It's like a slob?
Yeah. Oh. You have no passion, no aspirations. Like, it's just like, I can just make it happen.
Very monotone.
There's beauty in the struggle.
Yeah.
As Steven says, the sweet ain't so sweet without the sour.
Yeah.
Bingo.
And the Drake and Josh house is sick. It is.
Yeah.
The actual, their main room and like kitchen area, like that's all very nice too.
Great,
like,
great.
It's
house.
A very nice place. Next up is number 7 versus the 10 seed. I know Nick is kicking himself to not be there for this one, but the Hey Arnold house. But we'll say specifically, Hey Arnold's room was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Although that must be hell in the summer when those giant ass sky windows just beaming in the sun. And that's going up as the number 10 seed, Wayne Manor. I think there's like 15 different iterations of Wayne Manor, so I feel like you can kind of just pick whichever one you like the most and make it that one. I feel like that's fair. We don't have to settle in on a specific one. So the Hey Arnold room versus the Wayne Mansion. I'm very curious. Clemmer, you're like one of the number one Batman guys.
I love Batman so much.
So, but we ended on Blum, so we'll start with
that
Blum.
That sounded again. Like just like a drunk, but I love that.
Yeah. Batman is so great, man. It's making, just
you're a
about,
drunk friend of the bar. I love you, man.
Just thinking about Batman makes me happy. So, I love Batman, all the villains.
I'm going to send in the pictures, but Blutman, you can go first. Which one of these would you rather have? The Hey Arnold Skylight Room versus Wayne Manor?
I don't have a clue what the second one is. This is Hey Arnold, though.
Wayne Manor?
Wayne Manor is where Batman lives.
Whoa, that was all at once. What?
You go first. Clemmer, that's all you.
Clemmer, you take this one.
Do you know who Batman is?
Oh, yeah, but I've never seen any of that.
You've never seen any incarnation of Batman in any form?
Yeah, correct. Not a superhero person.
So it's just a and you can see the picture in the text chain. Just a massive mansion.
It's a massive mansion that has a bat cave underneath it. You can fight crime.
Yeah, it's not even close to coming to what Hey Arnold's got.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so Hey Arnold easily.
It's not even close.
Although, to note with Hey Arnold, you do live like in a boarding home.
I was going
to
say, you live under a highway.
Yeah, you live
that
under
a highway. The noise of that has to get tiresome.
And you live next to a Vietnamese country singer, a construction worker that breaks bricks in his apartment. And I'm trying to think of something that Oscar and...
Jesus.
Who is the other guy, the lady that he...
Why is Arnold so poor? I've never seen this show.
He lives with his grandparents, and his grandparents own a boarding home.
Yeah, his parents disappeared. We never found out how.
Yeah, never quite figured out why. Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say. You got to put up with some things to have a sick room like that.
That's fair. Rudy.
This is a no-brainer. I am with Clemmer. I'm a huge Batman guy. It's Wayne Manor. The Batcave alone sells it. It's I want a place where I can go and brood and just be sort of sulky, dark cave where I can surf the internet and pretend like I'm doing things. And then when my butler comes by, I'm kind of rude to him, even though he gives incredible advice.
Would you stream from the Batcave?
Absolutely, I'd stream from the Batcave, dude.
The lighting would be rough. You'd have to do a big setup for that.
I wouldn't even talk. I would just be on Google Earth being like, I wonder if there's a crime going on here.
Jay.
This Hey Arnold room sucks. This is a horrible room. He's got the skylight, so there's no chance he's sleeping in past sunrise.
That's a good point.
Really.
Yep.
The room, like dimensions wise, this is probably like 16 by 8. Very small.
He's locked in.
Mm-hmm. He's got like a little old radiator. He's got a water cooler for some reason. He's got plants growing. Like, there's no way this room smells good.
It's gotta be a bad greenhouse effect.
Yeah,
exactly. It's
fruit flies galore.
There's not even a window you can open.
Yep.
Do you think plants cause a greenhouse effect? You mean like the greenhouse effect, like CO2, or like
the greenhouse effect of the giant glass roof he has?
You're saying like humidity.
Yes.
Yeah. He's trapping in all that air.
New York City summers, like, this guy doesn't have an air conditioning that I can see. He doesn't have vents. Like, unless it comes out of this little, I don't think it comes out of the radiator.
What's that thing in front of next to the water cooler? Is that a window?
I don't think so. Is it?
He also has a pop-out couch.
He does.
You're forgetting a pretty sick detail. It actually changed everything.
Yeah, Murphy bed.
He doesn't have a bathroom, so he's got to go to the...
Well, I mean, the house has a bathroom.
It's a communal bathroom, though.
That's
that
awful.
That he's sharing with, like, Oscar and, like, Mr. Singh and all those guys. So this is a horrible place to live.
What about the rug, though? Pretty sick.
I mean, this
ugly.
Is... This
honestly,
is,
ugly rug.
This is literally... This is quite literally in orphan's quarters. Like, he's an orphan to his grandparents.
Dude, that is insult. The orphan would kill for this.
I mean, this looks...
I mean, Wayne Manor is also orphan quarters, technically speaking.
It's a fair point.
Technically, you're right, but this is a palace. It's a little bit too much house for me, but as far as, like, how this would present versus, like, a tiny attic room that only gets sunlight, I gotta take Wayne Manor.
And one for Wayne Manor fights.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? It's Wayne Manor.
Just making sure. Were you a Hey Arnold kid or no? I don't.
I watched Hey Arnold. Yeah. I still have nightmares about the Helga Pataki gum statue.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a Hey Arnold super fan. Okay. But I've seen a good deal of episodes, and I'm still choosing Wayne Manor.
Yep. Tommy
loved Hey Arnold, but gotta go back. I mean, I have a sunroof in the living room of my apartment. Fruit flies galore in the summer because of that greenhouse effect. Probably get a leak. I mean, Wayne Manor, I mean, you could, depending on the iteration, choose if you want to live in a city. I think in the newest, the Batman, Robert Pattinson, he lives like in Gotham, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like Wayne Manor, it's like a kind of like a.
Wayne Manor's always pretty close to Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah, but in any obviously, incarnation. Like, it's, you know, sometimes it's in the countryside or sometimes it's literally in the city. Mm-hmm. But no, I gotta go Wayne Manor.
Another for Wayne Manor. Claire.
Yeah.
I could become Batman.
I'm even thinking of the Wayne Manor from the 1960s TV show.
Yeah.
That had the best well lit Batcave and also had a pretty cool Wayne Manor that wasn't too ostentatious. Wayne Manor.
Wayne Manor.
Yeah, could you become Batman?
You have all the I think by and you guys, I don't know if I'm saying directive thing.
Thanks
I think,
to the
I think
bracket,
you get all the shit.
You
right?
get all.
So I get the Batmobile.
Yeah, you get Batmobile, bat helicopter,
oh
bat
my
all that shit.
God.
bat jet.
But if you're green, you get all that. You're getting the Asian family and Parasite.
That's what, so. I would. I don't think that's fair. I feel like we're not.
They're key features of the house. Otherwise, it's just a fucking random house. Wayne Manor has the Batcave.
You also get the bats, though. You get everything. Like,
you have to get the bats. See, I guess that's true. Then you should get the Asian family to get the bats. I understand that.
Yep.
Clemmer would somehow fall on the well, just like Bruce did.
Yeah.
It's completely boarded up. I'm not clumsy.
Yeah.
I'm weird looking, but I'm not clumsy.
Where would
you never see me fall down?
Where would Batman live?
Yes, I have.
When?
Like
during the combine, you fell.
When?
You definitely fell.
I just threw that out there. It's not even be true.
I don't think that's true. When did I fall? I'm pretty for such an odd looking specimen. I'm pretty graceful. I don't fall down.
You are graceful, but I think you fell.
Sorry, Che, what were you saying?
Where would Wayne Manor be like in correct New York City geography right now? Is it like Westchester?
Like Westchester, I would guess. Yeah.
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 Westchester, maybe Connecticut, like Greenwich or some shit.
That like kind of sucks. Like
you're only
you see the Batmobile or something.
Che, how far is your commute right now?
Bridge.
How far is your commute?
There's a sign on the TV show.
Ooh, this office.
Yeah.
Hour.
Okay.
Little under.
That would be about. Yeah, but I mean, but also you get the bat. You get the bat copter and like the bat jet and like all that shit. Although
it's
I guess
the bat wing. You're making me mad. It's the bat wing.
You get the bat copter, so you can like take the copter all the way out into
it's
your.
It's dumb. Whatever. It isn't called the bat copter. It's the bat wing.
It's absolutely
movie
right,
guy.
The Batcopter sounds cool to me. I don't know.
I'm sorry, you're 14 miles outside Gotham.
That's
about, yeah, that's like Westchester or Long Island.
Yeah, you guys will get his lab. You get like all that shit.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
But either way, the Wayne Manor is going to move on. Now we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed last matchup of the day. The Tony Stark Mansion in Malibu. A sick one. Again, sending all these in the chat. Versus number 15 seed, the Sopranos Mansion. Which I personally think the Sopranos Mansion is a little tacky. Just throwing it out there, I think it's a little tacky. So we'll start with you, Clemmer, the Tony Stark Mansion versus the Sopranos Mansion.
Sopranos Mansion is fine, but it's a product of its time. Tony Stark Mansion is, I mean, that's tough to beat, honestly. You even get those cool like windows overlooking.
Yeah.
Like that's a, I mean,
and all the gadgets and the suits.
Even without the suits and gadgets, just that view alone is breathtaking. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is by a mile.
Even just looking in the picture is just like,
yeah, I mean,
it's unbelievable.
You go between these two back and back. Like,
I also don't,
kidding?
Like, I don't know if I'd want to live. What town is he in? And I forget what part of Jersey he's in, but.
I don't know, Newark.
He's far enough away from, like, New York City where I'm good.
Where is he live in Sopranos?
I forget now.
It's definitely not Newark.
I'll tell you.
Is this
the Many Saints of Newark? I don't know.
No, but he's closer to Newark, but he's not in Newark.
Yeah.
Sure. Tony Stark's house. This isn't a real house, correct?
It is a real house. Yeah.
It is.
Wait. Sorry. No, I thought you said Tony Soprano. My bad. Tony Soprano's house is 100% real. I don't know if the Iron Man was
I would guess it is.
I would guess
I think it is.
Too.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I'm just saying I don't know.
At least the exterior, I'm pretty sure.
North Caldwell is where he is.
North Caldwell? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Clemmer, you're going to stick with Tony Stark?
Yes, Tony Stark.
Tommy?
By a mile.
In with the biggest blowout so far. I mean, I was trying to. We were trying to think of nice LA mansions. We didn't even think of. I mean, the Tony Stark house is. I mean, it would be a little scary, I guess, but sick.
The overhang part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's kind of like the nice guy's house in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same sort of difference.
It's Iron Man.
Fights.
Yeah, it's Iron Man. I actually in a Sopranos rewatch recently, it kind of struck me that like, I don't understand what they're all doing it for.
What do you mean?
Like, just go get a regular job. Like, none of you are rich.
The
none
mafia?
Yeah. Oh. Like,
they're pretty well off, though.
But how? Like even outside of Tony.
Right.
Not, like, Ralphie.
Like, Paulie's not rich.
Paulie's not rich.
That's true.
Ralphie, like, when he's finally killed, he's, like, close to I think he might be a level below Tony. He's living in like a double decker ranch. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is the goal for all of you here? Like, you're close to as powerful as you'll get, and you're living in a fucking duplex.
I think they're also just like inherently lazy, though. And you have to hide your money. They don't want to work. That's part of it. Is the rebellion against the work?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
they also have to hide all their money to a degree. And if you buy a house in all cash and you can't have any, you can't prove it at all where it came from. That's tough.
True.
So with Tony, he has all those like garbage unions and shit, whatever, like paperwork for it, but maybe they just don't have the paperwork for it.
Yeah.
So. That's what you do is no-show jobs.
Yeah.
The no-shows. It's Tony Stark, no-brainer, but I was watching, I was like, why the fuck?
Dude, Richie has to
kill
live in, like,
people to live here.
Richie has to live in like Tony's dead mom's house. His sister. Yeah. Because he can't afford a place.
Oh, wait. I was saying, but Ralphie has the condo, right?
Yeah, Ralphie lives a little nicer, yeah.
But it's still not nice by any stretch of the imagination. Like, that's probably currently today a $2,000 rent.
Yeah.
In North Caldwell, New Jersey, a duplex. Like, what are we doing, dude? Just go work, like, go get a fucking mid-level finance.
But then they show Vito, though, doing work, and he has the voiceovers like, oh, is it 12 o'clock? Is it 12 o'clock? And it's only like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that was just lazy as fuck. Yeah. It's one of my favorite Soprano scenes of all time. Che.
The Tony Stark house is incredible. But the guy who, the architect, the home inspector who did like the inspection, they got to be the biggest liars, because there's no way that thing is holding up in like any type of like settlement, cracks, all that stuff. So that house is just riddled with issues and is going to collapse at some point. That being said, the view is you cannot duplicate that. That is a shining beacon of the home. Plus, it's massive, very modern. You got to go to the Tony Stark house.
Tony Stark house, Rudy.
So I looked it up. The Tony Stark house is not real.
Really?
It's an artist rendering, but it's based off Alicia Keys' house, which is called the Razor House, which is insane.
Whoa. The Razor House?
The Razor.
It's fucking insane. It looks like a museum.
Dude, her and Swizz Beatz, I feel like, are really underrated with how much money they have.
Dude, this is crazy.
It's one of the wildest houses I've ever seen. So it's based on that house.
Oh, my lord.
But it's not exactly.
That's the fucking sickest house ever.
It literally looks like a modern art museum or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Excuse me. This house is incredible.
This is fucking awesome. Oh, God damn, dude. Weren't you worried like people can see in there, though?
I would like, imagine
they don't have
out.
Any neighbors very close. Fair.
But like just anybody with binoculars in like a mile radius.
Alicia Keys doesn't get enough respect.
Great artist. Damn,
she's also like super hot.
Also true. We knew you were gonna go there, but mm-hmm. Yeah, gorgeous place. Goddamn,
so talented. And like this, how? Yeah.
Sorry, Rudy. Go ahead.
I'm obviously gonna go Tony Stark house. The garage, everything about it. The design is very cool. The chandelier, the spiral staircase. That isn't an inconvenient spiral staircase. It's more of like a double helix staircase. I don't know, but I do appreciate the '90s rich. House. And when I was looking this up, and Fights may have said it, but like, yeah, like rent for that house would be nothing in today's market. But I do have nostalgia for like 90s rich, where it's like that's considered a mansion, but nowadays is considered just like a regular home.
You're describing nostalgia for the middle class.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could be a political commercial.
Yeah. But Tony Stark's just blows it out of the water. Che is right, though. It will plummet to the ocean, but fuck it.
Yeah, but I mean, the good thing is you can always take the Iron Man copter into L.A. like really easily, really fast.
Take the Iron Man suit?
A copter would be quicker, I would imagine. Right, Rudy?
Are you setting me up right now? The Iron Man suit versus a helicopter?
No, the Iron Copter. Nuts? I'm just making sure.
There's no Iron Copter. It's the Iron Man suit. That's the vehicle.
Blubbing.
Rudy's right. It is the Batwing. Don't mock him for that. Is that what you're insinuating?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Talk to shit, Climber. That's my guy right there.
Blubbing.
Yeah, good luck to all of you when the big one happens. You're all done when that earthquake happens in California.
That is
a
good point.
You know, yeah, since the last time I was on here, we've all watched The Sopranos by now. We've all come to really appreciate and cherish it. So I'm gonna throw him a bone. I'm going to take The Sopranos house.
What's your favorite episode?
Yeah, the eighth one.
That might actually be the worst one of them all. I think that it might be a hit as a hit.
What's the eighth one?
If it's a hit as a hit, it's the worst episode in Sopranos history.
Sopranos.
The second season.
Subjectively.
He didn't say which season. It's The Legend of Tennessee Moltisanti.
No, that's not as bad.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that one's good. Yep.
Before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about Good Chop. Everyone wants to start their year off on the right foot, and for me and for us, that means that we're making sure that we're eating well enough to keep the energy to do everything that we want to do. But I'm not going to run to the butcher's every day and get a fresh cut of quality meat. It's just not going to happen this time of year. That's why Good Chop is such a lifesaver for me and to all of us. Good Chop offers fully customizable boxes of high-quality meats and seafood delivered directly to your door on your schedule. The products are vacuum sealed and frozen at peak freshness so that you can stock your freezer and cook when you want. You could choose from over 70 high-quality cuts, 100% grass-fed ribeyes, USDA prime filet mignon, free-range and organic chicken breast, pork tenderloin, and thick-cut bacon, just to name a few. And they also offer sustainable wild-caught seafood, salmon, Pacific cod, scallops, shrimp, and more. When they send it to me, their bacon, like, all the meats were great, but I haven't had bacon in a very long time, and that bacon was unbelievable. Very, very,
nothing
very
beats
good.
Great bacon.
Yeah,
nothing.
And I mean, like, and I know KB's not here, but number one BLT hater, made a BLT with it. Just nothing like it. Good Chop
hungry.
Especially prides themselves on sourcing high-quality meat that comes with no antibiotics or no hormones ever, no artificial ingredients, only the good stuff. Go to goodchop.com/bracket120 and use code bracket120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code bracket120 at goodchop.com/bracket120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/bracket120, code bracket120. All right. Go through the playoffs. First matchup of the day is the Richie Rich Manor versus the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Manor. I'll send these back in the chat just so that Blubbin can see them. But again, Mr. and Mrs. Smith House, the big pluses being you get all these like secret rooms and stashes, guns, IDs, cash, all that shit. Versus the Richie Rich Manor, which is just a truly massive mansion that also has a McDonald's in it. I'll start with you, Clemmer.
I don't want the guns. I don't like all that stuff. I want, like, price it. I have to remodel it to make it something more boring. I am choosing the Richie Rich House.
What, you are you a big Richie Rich guy?
Not I know it more from the comic books, like Archie. Remember Archie comics? And if you couldn't find the Archies, you'd pick up a Richie Rich. But that house was sick. There's also a show in the 80s called Silver Spoons, which was like a Richie Rich knockoff. Okay. So I have some more memories there.
Okay. One for the Richie Rich Manor. Tommy Smokes, Richie Rich Manor versus Mr. and Mrs. Smith House?
Richie Rich Manor. Just a bigger, nicer house.
I was saying I also don't want the guns.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, two for the Richie Rich.
I'm going to go Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's a nicer home. I don't need a lot of space. I have a bedroom right now that has nothing in it. And it's been that way for 3 years. So if you give me a bunch more rooms, they're just going to be empty rooms. Mm-hmm. I need a TV room and a bedroom. So that is all unnecessary. I just like the look of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house more. I don't really care what's inside the house. I want people driving by to get jealous. And people driving by the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house, they'll be like, damn, I bet he's got some cool stuff in there. Meanwhile,
it's very
bland
looking, though, the house.
I think
Mr. and Mrs. Smith house, it's like a big ass white house with a red door.
That's driving by the Richie Rich house, you'd be like, what guy got in there?
You couldn't even see it.
By it, Clemmer.
You couldn't even be able to see it.
Yeah. No one's driving by it.
Yeah. If you could.
Now, if that was a smaller home and sequestered away, yeah. I would choose that. It's just too much house.
It's a lot of house.
As Jay said, it's just too much house for me.
Theoretically, if you weren't allowed to have McDonald's in the house, but you could have a different fast food place, what would you pick? Another eatery in your own mansion?
Probably Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Great pick.
Yeah, probably Wendy's.
A Red Robin?
Never had a Red Robin.
Rob Roy? Yum. That's what they
Rob Roy? Or whatever the place is?
Never had Rob Roy.
Roy Rogers. I miss them, man. They used to have the fixings bar or whatever.
Yeah. It was a great rest stop. Yeah. Roy Rogers.
Correct. Che.
But it's someone who's never had Red Robin. They have sides that are unlimited.
Name the side you want.
You can get French fries, onion rings, broccoli. Which
do you think Shade chooses between those three?
Which are you choosing?
Okay, I'm sorry.
French fries, onion rings, or broccoli.
Okay, sorry, I'm not trying to talk over you. You were getting we're getting choppy a little bit over here. French fries, onion rings, broccoli. I would probably go I like broccoli the most of the three. But if I'm in fast food mode, I'm probably going onion rings.
Onion rings?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like onion rings.
Very good.
Yeah. What was your exact
quote,
Red Robin?
It depends what my entree is, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if I got a grilled chicken entree or some shit, I'm getting broccoli. If I got a burger, I'm going onion rings.
Yeah, burger, I'm going to go. I'm probably going to get a burger, and I'm probably going to go onion rings. But I would honestly, if you could somehow separate the two in my mind, I would prefer the broccoli. Mm.
But if we're talking the bottomless aspect, I could probably take down the most more fries than onion rings.
This led to a Kirk Minahan show thing where a producer went to Red Robin and complained about not having enough fries. And they're like, you can order as many as you want. They're bottomless. It's quite a debate on the show about 3 years ago, yes.
What was the exact quote that you had that one time? You were like, so people were just talking about fast food items they like, and you were like, the bottomless broccoli at Red Robin is elite or something like that.
I think it was like, it was an auto order.
Yeah.
Like, just because, like, yeah, you get as much broccoli. If I'm going out to, like, a fast food place, I can understand the onion rings and the fries. I like those things. But if you have multiple servings of broccoli, it's almost impossible to feel bad about yourself after.
Well, when you're ripping ass. When you're ripping ass after people feel bad, but yeah. So, Che, Richie Rich Mansion versus Mr. and Mrs. Smith Mansion.
Bites hit it on the head. This is just way too much house. I mean, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house, this is beautiful. This is probably like 4,500, 5,000 square feet. We're looking at like five bedrooms probably. It's like a very large house that any one of us would be very privileged to live in, but it's like not too much. It's also a very nice looking exterior. The Mr. and Miss, the Richie Rich house, the lands, you're going to spend your entire salary doing the landscape. If you're going to mow on yourself, you're looking at 4 hours. Thank you.
Wait, so Che, where what are you doing right now? Like, where do you live?
We are renting a home right now. Gotcha. We're looking to purchase a home.
I will say, when you're buying a house, it consumes you. It's all you think about. Like, we bought our house, like, for 6 months, all I could think about was house. It's crazy.
Rudy.
I'm in agreement with Fights and Che. It is too much house, but I was looking at pictures of it, and I came across a pond with humongous lily pads.
Yeah, they do have that. You get a little Monet on.
Pretty fucking cool. And now it's a question of, do I want an arsenal of weapons or lily pads? A dilemma I knew that I was going to come to at some point in my life.
Every man does at some point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could sell the arsenal of weapons.
Good. And that's build a pool. Point.
You could probably get pretty good cashies for that. You could maybe sell it to Ukraine. You could sell it to anybody.
Anywhere you want it.
Really?
True. But
sell it to Russia.
The thing is, these lily pads defy belief. I think these lily pads are the size of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. It's so whimsical, but I'm going to go with Mr. and Mrs. Smith because I know.
Could you lay on a lily pad?
This lily pad?
Yeah.
Dude, you could break dance on this.
Really? Now, floating around in a lake on a lily pad.
That sounds
is
incredible.
Pretty good stuff. Mm.
I'm going lily pads. It's so sick.
Switching it's to Richie so Rich. We're three for Richie Rich.
I will
Rich.
Go crazy in this house, though. I will go crazy.
Two for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Buttman.
Yeah, this one's pretty simple. It came down to, I'm not going to have any use for any of the guns, the weapons, etc. I'm just planning on selling them, unloading them, and that's going to be some nice money for me, and I'll figure out what to do with it. Maybe help Che out with some landscaping bills. Sound good? So I'll go with that.
So one for the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. We're tied up. This is tough because the Richie Rich house is massive, like you're saying, but it's also just significantly too much house for one man. Mr. and Mrs. Smith house is sick.
I mean, you could live with your boys.
Yeah, I mean,
party mansion.
If I remember correctly, the guy that created Minecraft, that has like the sole proprietorship or whatever, like he's so rich, but he's so bored that he offered to pay all of his friends. He's like, I'll pay you whatever salary you're being paid to just hang out with me all day. And they're all like, no. They all said no to it.
Yeah, you gotta say no.
I think this Zappos guy did. I think a lot of rich people do that.
Yeah. So like, if like your best friend paid you, and they were like, "I'll pay you whatever you're being more than you're being paid."
Yeah, but you gotta give them like a fake job. Like, oh, you're my fucking show. You know, yeah. Like, just give them fake jobs so it's not like their only job is being your friend.
Yeah. But would you take that deal?
No.
I would. Yeah.
Be so
I wouldn't, because what if that? How does that help you down the line? Like, what if you go to a next job?
Well, can I keep
done the last 3 years?
Can I keep my job and do that?
Probably not. You'd be on call for this guy.
I think you'd be like, well, you'd have to write me in your will.
All I got to do is hang out with them.
Yeah, but like, if he wants to go on vacation, you couldn't. They would be like, what are you doing here? Like, you couldn't have both jobs.
All right. I'll stay at Barstool.
until Seraphim offers you the job one day.
Yeah.
But
fucking Seraphim's crib should be on this list. Seraphim's got a fucking sick crib. Yeah, in Connecticut.
I'm going to go with Mr. and Mrs. Smith just because I just want just a little more manageable territory, and it is just an amazing house on top of all that. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith can move on. On the other side, the nice guy's mansion from that 10-minute scene versus the Big Daddy loft.
Oof.
Oof.
This could be
the toughest a good one.
Yep. Clemmer, you're up first.
I mean, the Big Daddy loft's awesome, but like, and New York's great, but like, that mansion in Nice Guys is incredible. The pool, like all the home theater, like all that's incredible. This is
horse.
Well, yeah, no, I don't
know where you wanted to say it.
No, I don't want the horse.
Okay.
I don't want the horse. I like the house.
Summer's wife is an adamant watcher of the bracket.
Yeah. I even before I met my wife, I've never once the prostitution.
I didn't think you did, but now I kind of do.
No, like I never understood. It's like you're paying. Like how does that so transactional must feel weird? I don't know.
Yeah,
I never been interested.
They're clearing out your fucking aquarium.
No, that's different.
He's just talking about general pouring. He's not talking about these specific.
I never understood the allure.
I agree with you. And then I was at a strip club in Miami recently, and the stripper was like, "Do you want to go fuck me?" And I was like, "Oh, I get horny."
Did you take her up on it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Did you take her up on it?
No.
Oh, so you didn't so
nah,
like,
I just. I'd
be like, too intimidated.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I was just like, I get it.
They offer that there?
Bro, they offered. They were like, you want to go do coke? You want to come fuck me? And I was like, yeah.
I've got to get there. I've got to get to Miami.
I want to do those things.
All right, so Clemmer's picking the place with the horrors. Tommy.
This is really hard. These are the two places I'd want to live most, New York City, L.A., mansion. The thing is, the Big Daddy apartment, it's nice. It's not like the best ever New York City apartment.
There's better options.
I
kind
of disagree. I love it. That
might be the best.
We have Mr. Deeds. We have on this bracket still.
It's a nicer apartment. It's in Midtown. It's in Midtown. It doesn't have the charm.
I don't know.
I think I'm going with the Big Daddy house. What am I'd go crazy alone in the hills like that.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? How would I get fed?
You'd definitely be alone.
How would I get fed?
How would I get fed?
Do they have seamless out there?
What a funny way to say it. How would I get fed?
It would take a while. I like being in the mix. Like I like living in the mix. Like I think the LA Hills, like it's you know, I know you got some neighbors, but you're far away from like real civilization. And
I don't think they're not that far away from real civilization. You make it sound like they're in
All right, I don't drive. I wouldn't be driving on those hills.
That would be a problem for you. That would be a problem for you.
Yeah.
So I have to go with the Big Daddy.
It's out of my hands. I couldn't learn to drive.
Well, he knows that. He's too terrified.
I would be too afraid to drive on those hills, and I would not be able to get fed. So for that reason, I have to go where, like, I live basically a childlike existence where everything gets done for me through different apps.
Yeah.
I need to go where I can access those apps the most. So I'm going with the Big Daddy.
Tied
loft.
Up. Fights?
I'm going Big Daddy Loft, no-brainer as well. I honestly think like that, like the Big Daddy Loft, that's kind of like my goal. If I could live in the Big Daddy Loft, I would be so happy. Like that's like you achieved everything you want in life, John.
I honestly agree with that.
That loft is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But although he's you'd be living the same life, he's also like hanging out with his delivery men and stuff, which is to your point. Yeah. Hanging out with the delivery guys. So, Che?
I'm going to go with Mr. Nice Guy's mansion. And I also think it's very ironic that Clemmer looks down on John's because he has pretty much the exact same pant game as John's. Very, very similar jeans, I would imagine.
Huh?
What?
What
are you saying right now?
You think I have the same pants as someone who wants a prostitute?
Who's John's?
Yes.
John's are John's are prostitutes.
Like a horror user.
Yes.
Oh.
Why would someone wearing jeans get a prostitute? Walk me through this logic.
It's like a late 40s, early 50s, like regular, like blue jeans type guys.
You mean I dress like a normal middle aged man, and that equals someone who wants a prostitute?
Look at this dude. this joke
felt very flat.
I'll own that. I mean, if any of us, like, you'd be most likely look wise to get a prostitute.
Yeah, if you're picked in a lineup, like which one of these guys is used towards you? Yes. You'd probably pick like Clemmer, then Rudy, then that somewhere after that.
Admitted to it. How are you not gonna throw it out of me?
Look at those pants. That's not whore pants. That's not wearing whore pants.
Hand up. I completely forgot Feidelberg's first name was John.
I was so confused. I was like,
and his pants were a topic earlier in the show before he got on, so it was a whole thing.
Yep, it was a whole thing. Yeah, that also was a part of it. That was really funny. Rudy.
This is a really hard one. I'm worried about the loneliness in the nice guy's house. The Hollywood Hills, the weather is incredible. That house, the bar, the various hot tubs, pools everywhere.
I forgot about the bar.
That's right, cool bar.
Yeah, very cool bar. But it's just, when it's empty, it probably is just so hollow.
Yeah, and it's hard.
It's hard. And then the
I know,
nice guy,
Rudy, like you always say, your goal is to be bi-coastal. Like you want the, and I feel like this is, you're basically choosing right now.
I am. But I also had a new one I wanted to pitch to you. I thought of this when I was in Austin.
To pitch to me?
Yeah.
A new what?
A new bi-coastal elite, dude. I call it the North-South Contemporary. Think about it. Chicago, incredible. Shitty winters. Austin, incredible. Horrific summers. North-South, the new one. You don't go all the way across.
Kind of, that's not bad.
Like bi-border?
Kind of some. Anyways,
I feel like a lot of people do that with like New York and Miami, but Chicago and Austin could work too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to go Big Daddy just because it has more character. It feels more lived in. I'm more a part of society. Those high windows, it's just sort of more unique and has more life. So I think I'd be better off there.
So we're 3-2 in favor of Big Daddy over Nice Guys. Blutman.
Yeah, I think it's really funny that I got thrown into this with this topic because I'm like the simplest person there is and none of this stuff actually really appeals to me. So the thought of living in the Hollywood Hills at this ginormous mansion and what Tommy, like I echo what Tommy said, the winding roads and the
horrifying.
I don't even drive, so now I feel bad for the Uber Eats guy because I can't cook for myself. This is a no. This is a no-brainer to the Big Daddy house, but yeah.
You would fit in well in that. I'm glad you picked that.
Thank you. I'll figure out what to do, I guess.
Big Daddy house going to move on before we get to the other half. Last out of the day, BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our times in our lives wishing that we had more. The question is, had more time for what? And if time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze the special thing into your schedule is to know that what's important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. I think I mentioned that every time we talk about a BetterHelp ad, use them over COVID because I couldn't physically see my therapist. It was awesome. Just continue doing that. So much better than actually having to go into an actual office or physically go anywhere, because we're lazy bastards, as you're all hearing throughout the course of this, that we just are just absolute lazy pigs. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. All right, thanks to BetterHelp. On the other side, we have the Drake and Josh house versus the Mr. Deeds mansion, mansion penthouse, I guess.
I have to go, but I would vote for Mr. Deeds.
So, yeah, okay. See if you can grab Marty on the way out.
Okay,
I think I saw him, he was originally going to be on too.
Sorry, guys, so. I got to catch a train.
No worries. So, the Mr. Deeds mansion versus the cheaper, or the Drake and Josh house, Blutman.
This is a tough one. I'm thinking. Give me a second to think.
Take your time.
Yeah. You know me. Just
it's a tough one.
Yeah.
A lot riding on this.
Most
important decision you've ever made.
I don't know if that's actually true, but I'll go at the Drake and Josh house. I have nothing of substance to add, though.
Okay. The Drake and Josh house, again, the regular parts of the house are okay, but I think the room is the big selling
point. The room is sick. I mean, incredible. It's also like, from what I remember, the exterior, like it looks like it's a nice.
I'm doing this to get that Padres foam finger.
Yeah, that's right, in San Diego. And they, I think their mom doesn't work and their dad's a weatherman, right?
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Rudy?
I'm looking it up right now. The thing I do not like about the Mr. Deeds house is that it has that center staircase. You know, the staircases in the center that go out the side. There was a scary movie when I was a kid. I can't remember the name of it, that scared the living shit out of me, and it had a center staircase. Mm-hmm. So I hate those. And just off that, the inside of the Drake and Josh house, very cool, you know, chill vibes. It's a little, the Mr. Deeds house is a little bit too, you know, vampire-y for me. I don't like the beds. I don't like wooden beds. They're just too loud. So I'm going to go Drake and Josh, Chill Zone.
I don't like the placement of that staircase.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's not it's unpleasant.
So right now we have the Mr. Deeds Mansion, Marty, versus the Drake and Josh house. Just to give you a heads up where we're at right now. Anything you want to pick?
Mr. Deeds. 1000%. It looks awesome. Like, that's the coolest place in the world. What's cool about
they don't like the house? They don't like the placement room. Of the staircase.
The room?
It's a cool
There's
room.
Chaos in that room.
Well, they'd be gone. Those two be out of there. It'd just be you living there.
Oh.
And no Megan either.
Yeah, you don't live with the cast.
Oh. That's not fun.
unless you want to.
I might want to, Blutman.
I feel like there are certain people, like certain things that are attached to the house. Like with
Parasite,
Mr. Deeds.
You get the Asian family.
Yes. Mr. Deeds, you get the waiter.
I think like Wayne Manor, you'd get Alfred, right? Wayne Manor, you definitely get Alfred. Yeah. We didn't even consider that.
Yep.
I'm going Mr. Mm-hmm. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. Che?
I mean...
Yeah,
I'm also going to go to Mr. Deeds. While I don't like the furniture, the decor, you can swap that out for your own stuff. Four-story place in Manhattan is pretty nice. That can be like not only a place where you can live solo, you can raise a family back. That's more than enough space. So that would be pretty great. So Mr. Deeds.
3-2 in favor of Mr. Deeds. Fights?
Deedsy. New York or nowhere.
Yep. Tommy?
Deeds. Easy.
Deeds.
Wait, is it a house or a house or an apartment?
It's like a four-story apartment.
Oh, on Google it was a house.
Wait, you might be looking at Mr. Deeds' actual like house in like Vermont or whatever.
That's a real guy?
Mr. Deeds, no.
Wait, it's Mr. Deeds' house or it's Big Daddy's house?
No, Big Daddy's got its own.
Big Daddy's on a separate separate thing.
Got
yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
I didn't realize there was an apartment.
It's like a four-story penthouse. It's huge. Mm. On the other side, Tony Stark's Malibu Mansion versus the Wayne Manor, Batman's giant
superhero
estate.
Showdown.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start with you, Mush.
Me?
Yeah.
I gotta.
Do you want to see pictures?
Yeah, I gotta see a picture. I'm not a. I never seen Tony Stark.
Iron Man.
Yeah, I never seen.
You ever seen Iron Man?
No.
I don't know. I shouldn't be like crazy surprised by that. I don't think. Here's Tony Stark's house. It's in Malibu.
It's beautiful.
It's in the like the middle of this gorgeous overlook of the sea.
Uh-huh.
And that's against Wayne Manor, which is just like kind of this big open mansion old I guess what would you consider near New York, I guess?
Yeah.
Be like Westchester.
Absolutely Malibu. That place looks terrible.
Wayne Manor?
Have you ever been?
You get the Batcave.
It also burns down like
the Batmobile
times.
And the Batcopter.
Yeah, but that like the look of an old. I hate old looking houses.
Mm.
Also, you ever been in a really like a way too big of a house for no reason?
What do you mean? Oh, like they don't have enough stuff to fill it? Like,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
My friend when I was a kid.
Yeah, I had a rich friend too. Where I was like, "There's you don't need all this."
Yeah. And it was nuts. Too much. They'd have like a room with a couch in it. Yeah. What the fuck are we doing?
You know John C. Reilly? He has an entire room in his mansion dedicated to paintings of clowns. Not joking. Like, dead serious. And I've talked to actors and I've been to the room and they're like, it's weird.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Tommy?
How would you describe the clown room?
Like, it was
pretty
freaky.
Weird.
Yeah.
This is hard. Aesthetically, the Iron Man house is nicer, but Blutman did bring up a good point about those earthquakes. The earthquake is a scary thought. And even just falling off of it is scary.
Yeah.
It's a cooler looking house. Malibu's nice. I prefer to live... I don't know if I want to live in the suburbs of New York City, though. I want to live in the city. I don't know if I want to live in the suburbs.
Well, you could take the...
And I get the Iron Man suit.
But anytime you want to get to sea, you just take the Batcopter downtown, wherever you want, and like land at a helipad. And then you can go wherever.
Yeah. I'm going with the Tony Stark house.
Okay. Another one for the Tony Stark house. Fights?
I'm gonna go Batcave, or Wayne Manor. The tougher one than how I just answered would lead on, but I've been thinking about it, and I think I'm gonna stick with the Batcave.
Sticking with the Batcave.
Yeah. Better for sweaters.
Yeah,
it's so clear. It's so clear.
And all my decisions are sweater based.
Yes,
Jay.
Tony Stark house. Based on the look of it. About 40% of it is probably susceptible to falling off the cliff if there's an earthquake. I think the other half, you're going to be safe. The house is going to probably be ruined beyond repair. But again, the view is incredible. I got to go with that. And it's also like less house to maintain.
It's more inviting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way more inviting.
Yeah.
There's a hauntedness vibe to the Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
Rudy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is tricky for me because I'm a huge Batman guy. But when you think about it, Bruce Wayne has this incredible Batcave, a friend in Alfred, all the technology in the world, all the money in the world, and still manages to be depressed.
Yep.
Tony Stark is a superhero that still has a good time, and it's because he's in Malibu chilling. And it's just more fun, dude. Like, doing a, like, you can, Tony Stark does barbecues on his deck. Bruce Wayne ain't doing that. He's never done a barbecue.
Never once in his life.
So I have to betray my favorite superhero, and I got to go Tony Stark.
Tony Stark, Blutman.
I'm just the wrong person for this. I look at both.
Blutman's furious every time it gets to him. He's like, "Why am I here?
Why did I pick this mansion?"
I look at both those places, and I just in kind of disgust. Like, I have zero interest in either of them. What I've been thinking of is which one I could flip for a higher profit. And I think it'd be the one in Malibu.
I guess maybe a good way for you to think about it is also like the shit that comes along with it. Like, would you rather have Batman in his gadgets, or would you rather have like the Iron Man suit and that
Jarvis
shit?
You get Jarvis, yeah. Right,
I mean, I'm such a like Batman and Iron Man guy, like it's hard to choose really. Yeah, what do you think, Rudy?
I still don't believe that you wear shoes either, Blutman.
I'm wearing slides today.
You wore slides all weekend when I saw you too.
Not well, because that was weekend. We were doing the long streams and stuff, and I'd rather be comfortable, right? Yeah. Today, I didn't realize that I was wearing slides. I was walking down the stairs to go film a video. I genuinely thought I was wearing shoes till I heard the sound of the slide.
The slide of your own. I could see like your pant like peeking out through the slide. I've never seen that look before. That was incredible.
Yeah, pretty sick.
Stark Mansion versus Mr. Deeds Mansion. Blutman.
Is this to get to the finals?
This is to get into the finals.
This is who?
The Stark Mansion versus the Mr. Deeds Mansion. Or the penthouse.
Mr. Deeds, yeah.
No doubt for Mr. Deeds. Rudy?
Mm. Yep.
I'm going to go Stark. I just need that sunshine.
Needs the sunshine, Che?
I'm going to go Deeds just because, yeah, again, you can change out the furniture and stuff like that. It's a beautiful four-story penthouse in Manhattan. No danger of earthquakes, whereas mm-hmm. Stark's potentially doom is on the horizon.
Potential doom on the horizon. Fights.
Deedsy.
Deedsy. Three for Deedsy. Tommy?
I'm just looking for more pictures of the Mr. Deeds apartment.
It's like a four-story penthouse, right?
Yeah, those earthquakes. I'd always be thinking about it.
Another for Mr.
You guys have been thinking about it since I brought it up. That's all you've been thinking about.
Mr. Deeds.
I'm going Mr. Deeds because I always think about how to get to those Malibu houses on those cliffs. Mm-hmm. Very easy. Tough.
Yeah.
And, like, think if you got to go to the bathroom.
A lot of winding.
You got to take a shit.
The house probably has a bathroom.
No, like if it's getting close and you got to do the windy roads and like it's tough to get home quick. I think that's a big problem. So I'm going to go with Deeds.
So Mr. Deeds in the finals. I forgot to do the semifinals in the last one. So Big Daddy, the Big Daddy loft in New York City, in somewhere we determined somewhere downtown, right? Versus the Mr. and Mrs. Smith mansion, starting with you, Rudy. I feel like you don't even need to know what the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house is to pick Big Daddy.
No, my name's Marty, but yes, it's...
what did I say?
You said Rudy.
Rudy. One of those days.
Yeah, I don't know what the Mr. and Miss...
It's like a nice looking house.
It's like a nice mansion. A bunch of guns and shit.
I don't even know if it's a I don't know if it gets the mansion tag.
Yeah.
Oh, they have guns?
That's a mansion. It's a very large suburban house. The retail, the Zestimates.
I'm going Big Daddy.
Zestimate.
Big Daddy just seems like it's open flow and whatever you want. Yeah. Whatever you want goes there. He eats cereal a lot. Sounds nice.
It's honestly very similar to the Chicago office. In fact, condensed into a smaller apartment.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Big Daddy apartment. It's like... I mean, Fights said it might be the ultimate goal
in
life is just trying to get the Big Daddy apartment.
Fights.
Dude, just give me the Sandman final.
True. Trey?
Critique about the Big Daddy house is the doors, not only was the elevator, but don't they have like a kind of like one of those pull-up doors that's like almost...
It's sliding.
Like freight elevator.
It's sliding, yeah. It does look very industrial, but it's a slider, not a pull-up.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be hard for me personally to beat the Mr. and Mrs. Smith house. That is the ideal living.
Mm-hmm. One for Mr. and Mrs. Smith house, Rudy.
I'm noticing a trend here. The loft boys are sort of more bachelor oriented, and that is a bachelor pad. That is a place where you go and you're like, this is a cool place. I'm a cool guy. I do cool shit and you should have sex with me. Jay is on the family side of things. It is a gorgeous home.
Yep.
But I don't want to be in there.
That's fair.
I want to be in the loft.
Yeah, buddy. That's a good setup right there.
We fucking in the loft tonight.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'm going to the mansion with me.
Yeah, Blobman.
Yeah, I'm going to have so many allies on my side when I offload those weapons from the Mishra in this. Oh, I'm once again rolling with that.
Blob's going to become like the greatest arms dealer in the world.
If you're giving weapons to other people, they're gonna shoot them, and then that's your foe.
Let me handle things on my own, man.
It's a moral compass.
Give me one more Lucy. Give me one more Lucy to end the show.
Okay, yeah, no, do your thing.
Tommy going for a second Lucy?
To end the show. You missed it, Marty. Did a Lucy earlier. It was a big moment.
Your first one?
No.
Big Daddy versus Mr. Deeds in the final. A final you should love.
Adam Sandler, New York City apartment.
Battle of Adam Sandler, New York City apartments.
Do we know where Deeds' apartment is?
We were guessing Midtown. So the
Midtown,
filming location.
But the scene with him and McEnroe, they're in the West Village, it looks like.
Oh, but they were partying. So they took him there.
They could have been out and about.
So, oh, no.
Oh, no.
The Mr. Deeds filming location of this looks like it's 8th Avenue and 33rd Street.
Oh, Midtown West.
Ooh. That might be literally the worst intersection in the city.
There's no way that house
That's
that
directly
penthouse.
West of Penn Station.
There's no way that penthouse is there.
8th
That's definitely an Upper West Side.
Oh, this says no. Now this says 5th Avenue between 50th and 51st.
I would have guessed like Upper East or Upper West Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say it's not Midtown West. But yeah. So Blutman, Mr. Deeds apartment versus the Big Daddy apartment.
I could listen to you guys talk about New York and the streets and stuff all day and retain none of that info. I've only been to Brooklyn once. Didn't really enjoy it much. Don't think of myself as a New York guy. I don't think I'd fit in there. It's this is a tough decision. You guys are all going to figure it out, though, so I'm happy for you guys. You're going to pick the right place. You could give me the Mr. Deeds one, though. Yeah.
Mr. Deeds.
I think you'd fit in fine, Blutman.
Not New York.
Dude, you put a beanie on Blutman, he'd fit right in.
Why'd you only go to Brooklyn?
Work. I worked with the Big Three back in the day.
Mm. Oh. Interesting.
Dave Big Cat and KFC.
Yep. Rudy.
It's easy, man. Loft boys, rise up.
Hey.
Do you think a girl that you brought home would be more impressed by the Big Daddy loft than they would be by the
Mansion?
I actually think it's closer than you think.
I think she'd be more impressed by the loft. I think the Mr. Deeds one, it's like, all right, like this is
whose
daddy's
grandpa's
apartment.
House are you living in?
Like you inherited this or something. The Big Daddy one, it's like, oh, my man's worked for this.
Yeah.
My man made some TikToks and he pays for this.
This is a cool guy.
He must do drop shipping.
Yeah. Yep. Che.
Deeds. Just way more square footage, better footprint. You get a butler included. Sign me up for that.
Everyone is so clearly about what they're about.
Exactly. I love
looking to buy a house right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Deedsy.
Wait,
no. I'm sorry. I was getting my Sandman's confused. Big Daddy.
All right, we're tied up right now, Tommy.
Yeah, I think as a single bachelor in New York City, the highest you can aspire to be without becoming like, you know, a legitimate like fucking Rothschild or something is the big daddy loft.
Yeah,
it's and like I don't need all the floors in the like I
he
mean
does
I know
have two floors I think in the big daddy
right but I
think
don't need
kind of like one's just his bedroom.
It's kind of like a loft,
right? Like it's kind of like floating in the middle.
I don't need four floors. Like I also like I mean my apartment is very small. It's like when people it's like, all right, I got a bedroom and a living room and a bathroom. What more do I fucking need? And that's
so
like
stupid.
What?
Dude, that's so stupid.
I have
you
a buddy.
Love a big apartment.
I'd like a bigger one, but you know, I don't need four stories.
No,
the big
loft
daddy
is huge.
The big daddy one might be the perfect. Do you want to live in the big daddy loft together?
Dude, you talk about how you don't need like when people come over and stuff, just remind me. I was talking to my buddy who's sober recently. And he moved, and he was telling me how he just has a chair in his apartment. And he was like, I was like, you gonna get a couch? He just goes, nah, man. If I had enough people over there that need to sit down, I'm doing something bad.
Jesus Christ. That's your smart thinking.
Yeah. No tables.
We had chairs for like 4 months. Two chairs and nothing else.
So right now we're 3 for Big Daddy, 2 for Mr. Deeds.
Deeds.
Oh, 100%. Fuck.
I just like the look of the loft. You got to like go upstairs to go to bed.
Yeah, you have four fucking floor stories.
There's elevators in the Deeds.
There is elevators.
I'm sure there are. Yeah.
And the Deeds house is... could get stuck. Che's right. There's
Marty,
so
you
much...
just described every home you're going to live in for the rest of your life. You got to go upstairs to go to bed?
But the stairs lead to somewhere else. These stairs lead to a loft where I see the rest of my apartments.
Okay, I get it.
The only drawback to the Big Daddy house for me is peeing in the middle of the night going down those stairs would be
brutal.
A bit of a nuisance.
Yeah, I'll just pee on the floor.
Around the floor, dude.
You do the Dana method to send the bottle.
The bottle's off.
Just roll over into a bottle.
I had a buddy in college did that, but he just pissed on the floor.
Yeah.
So it's 3-3?
Oh. It's 3-3. Fuck. I really didn't want it to tie break.
I'll tie break Big Daddy Law.
I was going to tie break in favor of Mr. Deeds. Because I just think...
Tied again. Blutman.
Double tie. Yeah. Sanctity of the Bracket approved. So
Sanctity of the Bracket approved. I got to vote twice on this one.
Ever I picked the first time, Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
Yeah. All right, more for us. Me, Rudy, and Fights will be living alone in the fucking Big Daddy loft.
So the winner of the bracket 119 is Mr. Deeds' mansion. Thank you all for watching. Thanks you guys for joining in late notice. Appreciate it. And sorry about people having to leave. It's one of those days. But we will be back with the next week. See you then.